about me, whether you should know it or not, I'm going to tell it to you. So if you don't want to know, close your ears for just a moment. But one of the things beyond my studies, beyond reading the books and the conversations and everything else that I do, that I have a penchant for, it's a little too much that I enjoy, is watching TV. I don't know what it is about that stupid box that I like, but there's something about that blue glow that just sucks my brain in. And I spend far too much time in modern day culture, seeing what's there and seeing what's being purported today. One of the things I actually enjoy, and this is one of those sick pleasures in my life, is commercials. I actually like commercials. Most people are like, I don't want anything to do with them, and they DVR through them. But I enjoy them. There's a couple that I remember in really old commercials I find are much better than today's, but there's an old commercial. And it starts out with this woman leaning out of the second floor apartment that she's in. It's an older woman, and she starts calling out a name. And she calls out, Anthony, Anthony. See, you're all laughing. You guys watch way too much TV, too. She calls out, Anthony, Anthony. And throughout the whole commercial, this 30-second spot, you hear the name ringing out over and over again. But what you see is not a picture of her yelling the name, this little boy running through the streets. He's running through the streets of Boston, and he's running as fast as he can. And the only thing you hear, there's two things. You hear the voice, Anthony, Anthony, and then you hear this whole dialogue about what's going on. Like, I can't tell for myself what's happening there in the scene. Finally, he gets to his house. He throws open the door. His mother is there with open arms. And what you hear the announcer say is, it's Wednesday night. And Wednesday night is Prince Spaghetti Night. It's not because I love food, although I do love food. What I love about that commercial is the response that this small boy has to the voice of his mother. I love the fact that you see him literally running as fast and far as he can. It's amazing how far this little kid runs in those 30 seconds. And what's more amazing to me, if you've ever been in the city, as I'm sure all of you have been, normally there is so much noise in the city that I can barely hear my wife when she's with me. And here we have the mother's voice ringing out over blocks that the child hears. It's a cute commercial, but I love the point. That point of responding to a voice that you know. That's what I love. It ties in with a gospel reading today. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. I mean, that's easy to understand, right? If someone comes into your house at night through the window, that's probably not a good thing. Unless you locked your keys in the house and you're trying to get in yourself. No, let's assume it's someone else. That's a thief or a robber coming in, and you're going to protect that house. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. As I look at our world today, I am struck by the number of voices that are out there. So many voices clamoring for so many different things. We see those voices or hear those voices even as we drive down the street. As you drive down that street, not only do you see all the stoplights and the stop signs and the directions, but you see all of these ads for other things. Every restaurant has a bigger and better sign with bigger and better lights asking you to come and grab a cup of coffee or a knish or whatever it might be. All these voices vying for your attention. You turn on the television and there are ads for just about everything. The latest and greatest in medications that you have. Medication that'll give me my hair back. Medication that'll give me the body of Adonis. Why didn't you laugh at that? Medications that'll cure just about every disease. Different products that are better than the other one that was there last week. For only $19.95, it'll slice, dice, and prepare dinner for you. Everything you can imagine. is a voice out there crying and vying for your attention. During the political season, it gets even worse as every politician tries to get our attention and tell us what's wrong with the other guy. Rarely is it how good I am. It's about how bad everyone else is. Voice after voice after voice after voice. That's the mayhem that we see in the world. That's the life that we live in this world. And that's where Jesus' words come in. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, the voice of the shepherd. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. What voices in life do you listen to? What voices are going on in your head? Not the ones that are paranoid about everything else that are going on, but the voices around you. Which voice do you choose to listen to? That becomes the struggle for each of us. But there's only one voice. Only one voice that says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That is the voice which we are to seek after. You know, that is the voice of the shepherd that we hear. If we see ourselves in this story, we need to remember the context with which it is given. If you know anything about the book of John, chapter 10 right there, it's really the midpoint of the book, but right before it in chapter 9, the story that happened just prior to this is the story of the man born blind. And what happens right at the end, if you remember the story, so Jesus has healed the blind man. He was born blind, so he's always had this infirmity. He's an adult now. And he goes in front of the Pharisees because they want to know, how did this happen? And he tells them, well, Jesus healed me. And they say, how can someone like that heal you? How can a sinner heal you? And what he says is, all I know is I was born blind, and now I see. He asked them at one point, do you want to become his disciples? And they get so upset with this man, with this blind man, that they cast him out. Literally, it's like picking someone up, dragging them out, and throwing them out the door. In our words, it would be they excommunicated the guy. He's thrown out of his church by the religious leaders of the day. It's in that context, and then Jesus goes to him, obviously, and begins or continues this relationship with him. But it's in that context that Jesus tells this story of the sheep, of the other voices that are in our lives, and that we need to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Well, some of the places we hear the voice of the shepherd, the one who has come to give us life that we might have it abundantly, one of the places we hear that voice is right there in holy baptism. Each of us, in our own day, was baptized. Each of us, at that moment, as the water was poured over, as the words in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit were spoken, the voice of the Good Shepherd called out your name. He spoke your name. And he said, you are mine. The voice in with the water. In a few moments, we'll come forward, and it's another opportunity to hear God's voice. When we come and we receive Holy Communion, the Good Shepherd is there, in with and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion. He's there offering you life eternal. You heard the voice already today, as the confession was given, as we laid our sins before God. He spoke. Remember, it wasn't me who forgives your sins. It's not your pastor who forgives your sin. It's Christ. On his authority, I forgive your sin. The voice of the Good Shepherd called to you. He reached out in that moment, calling your name, and said, you are forgiven. Christ has come. The Good Shepherd has come, that you might have life and have it abundantly. As a Christian, first and foremost, my desire is that my heart would be formed by the voice of the shepherd, not by the voices of the world. That voice continues not just here in worship. That voice continues as we have the teaching from the church, as our pastors proclaim God's word to us. Pastor Dwyer, Pastor Frelick, Pastor Hopkins, as he comes, are all under-shepherds of the great shepherd. They are ones who will proclaim God's word to you, sharing with you that voice of Scripture, that voice of God, the voice of the good shepherd, letting you know what Christ has done for you. And finally, the voice of the good shepherd. You can see it every single day of your life as you open up the Scriptures. You don't need someone else to tell you what it says. You can open them for yourself. You can look within, and you can see God's word for you. The voice of the shepherd speaks directly to you as you open that word and read that word. What voice do you want to listen to? Do you want to hear the voices of the world around you? Or do you want to know what the voice of the shepherd, the one that came that you might have life and have it abundantly, says? This is what John says at the end of chapter 20. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The difference between the voices of the world and the voice of Christ, the voice of the shepherd, is quite simply, one offers life, and the other can only offer death. Where would you like to go? What voice will you listen to? To Christ be the glory. Amen.